There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
I think there's a very good chance that we're going to have the maximum number of delegates coming out of Minnesota.
Ron Paul was right.
Robert Scott Bell.
Feral pigs and piglets on small family farms in the state of Michigan are now illegal and considered invasive species. Hide them or they'll get shot.
Robert Scott Bell. Robert Scott Bell.
Mr. Chair, members, I present to you AB 2109. This bill will provide accurate medical information to parents who are considering exempting their children from vaccination.
I am Dr. Don Hart.
Excuse me, no more testimony, just to say whether you support or oppose the bill.
I oppose medical fascism backed by voodoo science.
Thank you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Fox News alert, you're all gonna die.
Fox News alert,
don't you wanna know why?
The Super Bowl and the battle off the field against the outbreak of measles.
A highly contagious measles outbreak.
Thousands of people visiting right now for the Super Bowl.
A million people will pour into Phoenix.
If folks haven't been vaccinated, they should stay away from the Super Bowl.
Blah, 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 blah.
Yes, at the Super Bowl, no one can hear you scream. It's kind of a play on Alien. Remember that Alien, James Cameron? In space,
I do.
No one can hear you scream.
Yeah,
at the Super Bowl, they're not going to know who it is. Ah, I've got the measles. Are we making light of it? Yeah, I think so. By the way, it's kind of an awkward opening there, Super Don, because on the one hand, yes, the Fox News alert, we're all going to die kind of signals. Pay attention, because we need more watchers, and they do it very well. They do it better than all of the news stations as far as attracting attention. But we do love Fox News for their love of Carol Alt. And
okay.
I don't know, you haven't gotten to see it, but I got up early, 5:30 in the morning. No, I didn't, actually. I had set my DVR to stun, and it stunned me because she had Ty Bollinger on, just like she said.
Wow, you mean they didn't preempt the show for another segment on the War on Terror?
No, because it was 5:30 in the morning.
Oh, yeah. I see.
But that's okay. Listen, everybody DVR'd it. I warned everybody this week. We had Carol on, and I said, DVR it, and that means you can watch it, and you can see Ty Bollinger cool as a sea cucumber. Referencing the sea cucumber's use in prevention and treatment of cancer. Very cool. Nice. Very cool segment. Thank you, Carol.
So you think I'm being too hard on Fox News?
No, the other part of it, no, that's not so bad. But as I said, it's kind of strange. And Fox is not carrying the Super Bowl. I think it's NBC this year. So they get the fear-mongering awards because it's like, oh, my gosh, we're going to cover another measles outbreak at the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
it's not
just Fox. I mean, most of the mainstream media, they'll sensationalize everything. So,
yeah, they will. But let's hear some of the sensationalization of measles at the Super Bowl.
Phoenix is full of fans from all over the country, like the Nelsons. But two-month-old Juliet stayed back home in New Mexico.
She hasn't even had her measles shot yet, so we just decided this is too crowded a venue for her to come to.
They're worried about the measles outbreak that's now in 14 states, including Arizona.
Seriously, are you going to bring, I don't care if your infant is vaccinated, you don't bring an infant to the Super Bowl. Really? Just as you could say, yeah, when my baby was 3 months old, he got to go to the Super Bowl.
I don't know. We're talking the Super Bowl. I'm sure people are painting their babies blue and gray or, whatever, red, white, and blue.
Yeah. Anyway, but is it a real danger? Whether your kid has been vaccinated or not. I mean, this is the big controversy. Now, guess who they let in from shoveling snow? Nancy Schneiderman.
She's back.
Let's hear her.
Measles is one of the most infectious agents on the planet. And if you aren't protected and come into contact with someone who's sick, your chances of getting ill are about 90%.
Yes, Nancy Schneiderman. What if you are protected? Or you theoretically have protection because you got the vaccine?
Wasn't Ebola like a really super contagious, dangerous disease, too?
Yes, of course, and she broke, you know, out.
She had to go get soup. Yeah,
soup.
She had to go
get takeout. Soup.
Yeah.
Yeah, I needed some soup. Soup, yeah. That's what I said. All right, well, let's see. You know, exposure. Does it guarantee that you're going to get sick? And, you know, how big is the risk? Maybe they'll be balanced about this. Let's find out here. Right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, playing some audio clips from the mainstream freakout media.
But health officials say the chances of being exposed to the measles virus at the Super Bowl are tiny, though there has been a new exposure in New York, where a Bard College student boarded a train at Penn Station, one of the nation's busiest transportation centers.
I'm vaccinated, so it doesn't really bother me. And 8 trillion people coming through here, one person's not changing anything for me.
You know what's interesting about that? Of course, they went right to New York, like a major station. It's like a movie. You know, they're painting a movie picture of contagion, the one that spreads it to everybody, and then everybody's going to die. And, of course, we do know there are kids getting measles. But are they going to die? That's a big question, and we're going to get to that momentarily. But the MMR shot, is that the answer to all our prayers here? Because certainly in the media, that's what they think.
Doctors say the measles shot doesn't just protect you or your child. It protects everyone else's, too.
Don't get vaccinated just for yourself. Do it so that you're not a vector of disease to somebody who might get into even more serious trouble than you may if they get it.
A vector of
a
disease.
Vector of
yeah.
disease.
You're no longer
wow.
a human. Yeah, you're no longer human. You're a vector of disease if you don't get vaccinated. But it's interesting to note that, in fact, they haven't acknowledged nor identified the source of the so-called new measles outbreak that they claim is going everywhere. And the fact of the matter is, I've argued from the beginning, I even talked about it on the Jerry Doyle Show on Friday, that they don't know, and it's likely going to be found if they ever reveal it, that the strain of measles going around is from the MMR shot itself. Because on the insert, or in the insert, they actually acknowledge that you can be shedding a live virus after getting the shot, so that they warn you, not that they'll actually do it, but it's right there, you can read it. There's a great, great new update at naturalnews.com from Mike Adams about 21 questions they don't want you to ask if vaccines are all that they claim to be in preventing you or protecting you from disease, or preventing the spread of disease. And it turns out, yes, indeed, you get the measles shot, you are contagious, and very well could be causing those same people, because they're claiming herd immunity. All right, you don't want to get the shot, that's fine. But, whoa, think about all the other people you might kill that couldn't get the shot, even if they wanted to get the shot. And we have one of those cases, except this child did get the shot, interestingly enough, and did get the measles. Who is this, Freddy Krueger? No, it's Uriah Krueger is his name. Let's hear this story.
The Kruegers had done everything doctors recommend, but the first of two measles shots, almost always effective, wasn't enough to immunize their three-year-old.
He hasn't ever been sick, so a stethoscope scared him.
Yes, so he was evidently one of the 15% that ends up going to the hospital. I don't know whether it was warranted or not, but that's the story. Let's hear how it turns out.
Their little boy hospitalized, just like 15% of patients in this latest outbreak.
I had to be really, really strong for him. Mm-hmm. I'm like holding him close to me, and on the other side, I'm crying.
There's not really anything you can do for measles, rather than just kind of make them comfortable.
Could this be the case that changes it for the mainstream media, that supports their contention that measles is so deadly it's going to kill little innocent children, even if they've been vaccinated, although they don't want to acknowledge that vaccinated kids are getting the measles? Could this be the thing? Can you really do nothing, or can you poison them with drugs too?
Benadryl, Tylenol, and IV fluids helped, but except for constant visits from doctors who'd never seen measles,
they would come in and look at him and look at his rash. They'd see that, even, you know, ask, can I take a picture of this?
Uriah was isolated from almost everyone since the virus is so contagious.
Isolation, right? So contagious. He got it. He was vaccinated. Did he live? Did he die? I'm not sure. Let's find out.
In Arizona, just a handful of patients may have exposed 1,000 others to measles in that state, where huge crowds are arriving for the Super Bowl.
Measles can spread in any setting, especially in places where many people are unvaccinated. I wouldn't expect the Super Bowl to be a place where many unvaccinated people are congregating.
Oh, wait, they slipped in a Super Bowl little thing there. I missed that slide.
I want to understand why it is that this mm-hmm. person thinks that people who don't vaccinate don't like football.
Right. I know that's wrong. That's wrong. Now, the you're hearing more about doctors that are rejecting kids who are not vaccinated, right? But I'm going to jump to the bottom line here, because obviously this is a big, big case. It's hinging on this. Does Uriah live? Does he die? Because this could be the one that makes everybody a criminal who's not getting vaccinated.
Yeah. Luckily, it never got that serious for Uriah.
He's happy, healthy, back to normal. And that's been really kind of a joy.
He's eating more and playing more. His smile, the only thing that's still contagious.
Oh, man. They just ruined it. They had it. They had us on the ropes. All they had to do was say the kid died.
I was wondering when the memorial service was going
to
be.
Right. They could have lied about it. But no, nothing happened. The worst thing that happened to him, if they gave him Benadryl and Tylenol, that could have been much more dangerous, as we've heard I've related over the years here. Now, we have links up in the show notes, but there are interesting things here, including the vaccine impact story that you should pay attention to here. How many deaths from measles in the United States over the last 10 years? That's 2004 to 2015. How many deaths due to measles? Because this is a big one. Because this, again, we've got the ammo could be just perfect for the doctors, the Nancy Schneidermans of the world, to just come and ream us over the fact that we claim that measles is fairly innocuous in most everybody that gets it, and most everybody that gets it never going to die unless there's something really horribly wrong with them to begin with. It's a whole other story. How many people died from measles the last 10 years in the United States?
What, 100?
What does a goose sound like? What does a goose's egg look like?
Well, if you're lucky, it's a gold. But
The golden egg that they didn't lay here, because zero is the answer. Zero. Zero deaths due to measles in the last 10 years. Guess
none?
What?
Okay.
Go to the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting Database. That's a government database. Thank you very much. Not ours. How many deaths due to the measles vaccine? That's the MMR shot for those of you who don't know what, measles, mumps, and rubella shots.
The vaccine is, yeah. I mean, that's what cures measles, so I can't imagine there'd be any. Yeah.
Right. Nobody died. No, it's not true. 108!
108!
Yeah, so if you want to talk about a Super Bowl score that is really lopsided today, this is the one. MMR shot, 108 dead. Measles, zero in the last 10 years in the United States. Yeah.
That's a shutout right there.
That's a big, bad shutout for the MMR aficionados. All right, we've got more stories. Herd immunity is fake, all that kind of stuff. Super Bowl, is that fake? I don't know. Could it? I'm not putting my money on it. But we've got questions of the day. Super Don has to make me answer them today, because we've been delayed.
And the whip right now.
Right, yeah. Measure the pounds per square inch of the footballs that we're going to use today on the show. All right, stick around. RobertScottBell.com, 866-939-BELL, if you'd like to call in.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD, or cannabidiol, is a natural part of the hemp plant. And it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds' commitment to quality starts with non-GMO and industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. And that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSV. The only question I have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Hey, our friends at HempMeds have a Super Bowl weekend sale. Take advantage of that. Good through today. They give you a number. I don't know if anybody will answer, but you can certainly go to HempMedsPX.com. We have it linked up in the show notes. There's an image there. They're at 866-273-8502, 866-273-8502. All right. If you have any questions on MMR, measles, whatever, we're open to hearing from you. And you can call us or leave a message, or you can put those questions up on, I don't know if it's a bulletin board, just where you can put questions at robertscottbell.com. That's the easiest way to alert me and Super Don that you have a question and you want an answer, and we might even get to it eventually.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
Yay! All right, question of the day, of one of at least three we're going to get to, I promise you. And maybe Super Don can help. This is also the time where I get the pop quiz, Super Don, sometimes. He knows some of these in advance. Not usually, no. I usually just kind of like to surprise him. And then he yells at me after the show or something like that.
I'll take a stab at it.
Here you will. All right, so this is the first one. This is coming from Carol G. Carol G. She says, my husband is at the end of a shingles bout, and he is having a lot of trouble sleeping. Do you have any suggestions?
Scotch.
Scotch? That's your best? The scotch?
Hey, come on, man.
Was that one of the ones Leanna said is okay? Remember last Leanna won a great?
No. About that would be tequila or...
Vodka.
Vodka.
For potatoes.
Yeah.
No, you didn't even go there. Scotch. What is scotch
I just
made of?
Mix them all together. Yeah.
Scotch would be made from scotch bonnets. Is that like the super hot pepper?
Scotch bonnet, I think. No, I'm sorry. Let me retract that statement. Alcohol is not a good way to get... good sleep in it. But it doesn't work.
That was Super Don being ornery on Super Bowl.
All right. Robert Scott Bell, the real guy with the answers here, what would you recommend?
Well, if you're having difficulty sleeping, the question is it because of the shingles pain, because that's usually the disruptive factor, the nerve pain associated with a shingles bout. You know, if it's an outbreak on the skin, which it tends to be anytime anything comes near to touching it, even the sheets, it's just brutal, as it's explained to me. I've not, thank God, had it, but I did have chicken pox as a kid. And they say, well, that means it's in you. And, of course, you have to be stressed out enough. Now, you can also have outbreaks of, like, cold sores, herpes simplex, for instance, which are also part of the herpes family, of which chicken pox is, the zoster varicella virus. So, for me, homeopathically, we're going to do rust toxicodendron. That is often the most indicated, along with hypericum perforatum for nerve pain. We're also going to look to use the silver, because silver nourishes the nerves. It stops viral replication. So topically and orally, the silver hydrosol and or the Sovereign Silver First Aid Gel. And I was thinking the CBD as well, because we know it's neuroprotective and neuroregenerative. So if you haven't considered using CBD, it can be very relaxing and calm those nerve endings just a wee bit. Maybe enough for your husband to get some good sleep. So hopefully that's helpful to you, Carol G, and your husband, Mr. G.
Husband?
Husband? Did I say husband?
Are you like Canadian now or something?
Eh? No, I just thought Mr. G. I just had a flashback. Mr. G's Pizza. When I went down to, well, we moved from New York to South Florida, a place called Margate. This is in the early 70s. It was out west toward the Everglades.
Margate. Then. Wait a minute. Margate.
What? You
dude, Margate, this was in the news the other day. It's funny you bring this up.
Yeah.
Margate is the first city in Florida that has passed a GMO labeling law in their city. Oh. Did you know that?
I had heard rumor of it. Now you're confirming it.
Yeah, no, they did. In the city of Margate, they have made it mandatory that if you've got a GMO product or food or whatever, it has to be labeled.
You know, I'd like to think it was something to do with me being a kid and being there, but I was totally unconscious at that age in the 70s. So
yes, you left your mark. Yeah.
I didn't do it. No, it had nothing to do with me. also, yesterday at the health fair, we had, again, shout out to Lincoln and Sine Wallace from Wallace Fitness in Mount Dora. Great, great couple. Love them dearly. And actually, we won something. They had raffle prizes all day. And I got to win the best prize, in my opinion. It was like four workout sessions with a world champion karate guy, Lincoln Wallace. So if I survive them, I'll be back on the air. I'll let you know. Uh-huh. Also, my wife won a free organic wine tasting party.
Wow.
Yeah. Except that it's kind of a bummer because we don't drink wine.
Oh.
Like, wasted on us. So if you're interested in maybe hosting an organic wine tasting party, somehow contact me. If you're in the area of Central Florida, maybe we can gift it to you. That's possible. We'll give it to some of our listeners there. All right, we got lots more questions to go. Super Don's going to make sure I answer them. Crack that whip, Super D. I don't hear you cracking the whip. There, thank you. Thank you. The sound effect. Slow, slow, slow. All right, we'll pick up the pace after this break.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hey, guess what? They've got some great deals for Valentine's Day at Guns80.com. They're calling it the Sweetheart Special. Guns80.com has lowered the price way down to $400 up until Valentine's Day. Order your Ghost AR-15 now. Tell your sweetheart that this is the right gift at the right time. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for your sweetheart, too. Your sweetheart will thank you for being so tuned in to his or her needs. Get a brand new Ghost AR-15 right now for $400. Heck, buy two. His and hers. Go to guns80.com or call and ask for the sweetheart deal. Love is in the air at guns80.com. Call now, 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. It's a sweetheart of a deal. Actually, it's a steal at $400. So call guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 844-2-GUNS-80 or get your Ghost AR-15 today at guns80.com on the web.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, plans for some organic ketchup with your question. Notice I kind of snuck that organic ketchup part in there. It is Super Bowl Shmonday. Shunday, yes. And we shun it. I don't know if I'm going to watch it. I think I, you know what the thing is? This is the perfect day if my wife asks me, are you going to watch the Super Bowl? If I say yes, she's going to leave the room and then I can watch whatever I want. Even if it's not the Super Bowl. But I don't know,
it's just I don't have a dog in the fight here. And usually I watch it for the commercials just to see who's clever and what's funny and stuff. That's about it.
And, of course, Leanna's watching it for who is the person that's in the halftime show?
Oh, Katy Perry, yes.
Katy Perry, right?
Which, you know, I read an article yesterday.
It's an Illuminati plot.
Total Illuminati thing that they're doing there with Katy Perry.
wardrobe malfunction, and you know, I wonder, all those thousands of years ago when the Illuminati was formed, I wonder if they thought, man, 2015, we're going to have a major event happening, and Katy Perry's going to, you know, do something.
Well, and you know what, and along those same lines, the wardrobe malfunction you're referring to, the Illuminati apparently, according to some people, responsible for the wardrobe malfunction, because the thing that was on What's-Her-Face's booby was the symbol of something or other.
That was the Janet Jackson one, right?
Yes.
That was listen, I'm not making light of or fun of these so-called secret societies, because they do exist. It's just that we, with all the things that we have to do, it's hard to dig deep into that without going bonkers. I'm just saying. That's why we make light of it, a little fun of it, and we try to tackle some things that are very practical for you to...
We are broadcasting from an undisclosed location in a bunker.
Right, in Richard Sherman's helmet from the Super Bowl, right? All right, question of the day, number two. We've been waiting to get to this one for a while. Actually, this is not as old as someone. This is from Leo. He says, "Hi, Robert. My son is about 2.5. When he was born, his skin color was kind of ashy for about 5 to 7 days. He was also jaundiced. He has not been poked by any Doug Reed lab coats." That's great. I love that.
I love that.
Yeah. "Yet he still has eczema flare-ups on his thighs. It's not all the time, but it comes out more than I want." Okay, I know any dad is not going to want to have it at all, but it happens. It would happen to me as a baby. I was Mr. Eczema, little baby eczema. "Can I give him King Bio Liver Detox? Is it safe for a 2-year-old? Absolutely it is. Is there anything else you suggest for him? Thanks, Robert, Leo." And the King Bio Liver Detox is something you can give at any age. That's the beauty of homeopathy. For those of you who want to go further and support liver function from a single remedy perspective, I respect that as well. And you, my first three go-to is Bryonia Alba, B-R-Y-O-N-I-A, Bryonia Alba. That's the common hops in homeopathic form. A 10X, a 12X, a 15X, a 12C, a 60, anything like that would be a great little dose to precede anything else. You know, it would be before anything. You would do anything, herbal or otherwise. And then Chelidonium, it's the celandine plant. Chelidonium is a great also liver polycrest. And the last one being Nux Vomica, which also acts on the digestive tract, particularly the stomach, but also the liver. Has a lot of benefits. So those are my three go-to, although there are many others, including Taraxacum, which is the dandelion, and the berberis that affects the kidneys as well. But in this case also, think about why this eczema might be happening. Now, I don't know, was your child born vaginally or was it a C-section baby? Because that often sets up, you know, an imbalance intestinally when they don't get that first bit of microbes coming through the birth canal that sets them up for healthy digestive gut function, which also, again, means healthier skin. The epithelium of the inside, similar to the epithelium of the outside, or the skin, if you will. And that is another factor here. If need be, you can do some form of probiotic replenishment. There are some made for babies. Or the lower GI homeopathic formula. Lower GI because it covers the probiotic strains from a homeopathic perspective. And that can sort of energetically jumpstart the healthy flora down there. Because there hasn't been a lot of damage unless the child has been vaccinated, poked by a Doug Reed lab coat, right? Or, in fact, had antibiotics, which is another big thing that precipitates a lot of these skin rashes, like it was in my little babyhood. Also, is the baby breastfed? I don't know. Leo didn't say, but Leo's a guy. He's not going to say stuff unless you pull it out of him specifically, right? I'm sure, Super Don, you've never been berated by your wife. Do I have to ask you every kind of detailed question? Can't you just tell me? No, just ask me the question so I know what to say, what to respond to. Yeah. We're just drawn that way, man. Men are just drawn that way, ladies.
So, you know, listen, I will be honest and say that there are times where I like to hear myself talk. I have to vocalize things and hear myself as I'm, you know, trying to process things and stuff. I'm a vocal person.
No, you're telling me your wife then says, Don, come on, enough. You've told me enough. I asked for one little thing. You're telling me 10 things. So it's the opposite for you? You're making me look bad, just so you know.
Let me see if she's
getting me in trouble here.
I can see if she's asleep. Hold on.
Only time when my wife comes in. See? You see? Super Don talks.
I am a big dummy, and she is always right.
See, I do all my talking on the radio show, so then I'm all talked out, and I'm just revealing too much here, clearly. I'm in
that
trouble.
Doesn't happen big with trouble. Me yeah. much, but you know.
No, you don't have to reveal anything. You're super deep. All right, so here's number three on the question scale. This one has been sitting around for a while, and I wanted to cover this with you. This one comes from Jill. Jill, love your show! It's in all capital letters, so she's shouting.
Shouting.
Yeah. Y'all make me laugh every morning and angry at what's going on in our world all in the same hour. You guys are the best. So she's talking about you, Super D, as well. So there's another fan.
She's angry at me and she laughs at you?
No, I think the other way around. I'm not sure.
Yeah. You know what? What I like about that comment, and thank you so much for that comment,
Jill,
is, you know, that's really what we strive for. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't want to be an all downer thing, and we can't just be nothing but fart jokes.
Wait. I was striving for the downer. You're the one that threw in the fart jokes, just so everybody should know.
I think people have already figured that out.
I'm dull, boring, and uninteresting, and Super Don says, shake it up, my friend, shake it up.
You know, there's good, there's bad, there's ugly,
and then there's fart jokes.
And then,
We may have a few coming up. Well, let's get to Jill's question. My husband has this. I don't even know. The question's inconsequential here. No, it's the important part of this. My husband has decided to make better life choices and has stopped drinking and dipping chewing tobacco. Have you ever dipped chewing tobacco, Super D? Come on. Be honest.
You know what? I tried it once a long time ago when I was a teenager.
Did you turn green like I did?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, no, it wasn't even
Nobody
Skoll.
Said,
it was,
you're not supposed to swallow.
Yeah, it wasn't even Skoll. It was like the Hawk and mint stuff that was like almost bubble gum. And I was still going, oh, man,
well,
this ain't
must
working
know.
For me.
Yes, yeah. The first one I tried was Skoll. And that was before they came out with the Bandits in the little pouches and stuff. There was one, though, that I sort of enjoyed. It was called Red Man.
I remember that. Red Man chewed
and it's like
tobacco.
Shredded and stuff. That wasn't so bad. But then I saw people that chewed. And I saw what their mouth looked like, and that was enough for me.
Yeah. Yeah, nobody's kissing that, I think, anyway.
Yeah. Well, nobody's fine anyway at that age, but, you know.
Yeah. Kiss my red man. No, not going to happen. Jill is asking, she's telling about her husband. He stopped both cold turkey about 10 days ago, so he was drinking and chewing. And he's experiencing the following: anxiety, diarrhea, heart palpitations, panic attack style-type symptoms, insomnia, depression, and dizziness. These symptoms come and go, worse late afternoon and at night. He'll have a good and bad hours of the day. Visited a cardiologist, and he was cleared for no heart problems. Are these normal detox symptoms? Thank you so much for what y'all do. She shouted that, by the way. Jill. Mm-hmm. Jill, yes, they are normal detox symptoms. And again, if you've got it checked out by the doctor's giving you a clean bill in that regard. There's nothing untoward from a vascular or cardiac arrhythmic issue. But indeed, when you're pulling off of that, your body is now mobilizing the energies it was using to combat the things that were coming in to detox those things. And when those things hit the bloodstream, of course, on the way out through the liver to the kidneys, that can create any number of symptoms that you mentioned, from anxiety, diarrhea, heart palpitations, panic symptoms, right? Insomnia, depression, dizziness. So what do I want to do here? I want to increase the flow outward. You know, if you haven't already availed yourself of the Echo 7, go to robertswater.com. And you want drinking that's good? Drink your way through this. Move stuff out of the system. Extra selenium, because the liver has been hammered. Your glutathione stores are probably pretty low. The production is pretty low. We need to enhance that. So extra selenium, not just the 200 micrograms a day that we take from an innate response that we get from Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com, but maybe 400 or 800 or more for a little while. Accelerate the liver detox. We've talked about addiction remedies and homeopathy. We also want to talk about the GTF chromium, because a lot of the hypoglycemia associated with addiction is still very real. And if your husband, Jill, has not been taking 100 micrograms of the GTF chromium 3 times a day, that is something to implement immediately, in my humble opinion. And these are things that are not drugs. They're supplements. They're food. They're nourishing. They're functioning, or helping your husband to alleviate and minimize some of these symptoms while accelerating the cleanse on out.
You know, I got to say, from the man on the street point of view here.
You've been there.
Listen, I don't know. I don't think she mentions here how long he had been drinking and chewing tobacco.
She just said he stopped about 10 days ago or more.
Right. So, listen, here's the deal. Both of those things are going to cause you to go through withdrawals, okay? And both of those things are going to have different withdrawals, but some of them are going to be similar. So if he was drinking and chewing tobacco, you're dealing with alcohol and you're dealing with nicotine.
Right.
and 10 days, you know, listen, I applaud this man for not breaking things, kicking the cat, and deflating somebody's tires after 10 days. So kudos to him. Yeah. You know, these things that he's anxiety, that, you know, heart palpitations, you know, insomnia, totally normal. Totally normal for those types of withdrawals. So it's just, he's just got to get it out of his system.
Yeah, and I'm not relating a comprehensive list of, or an array of things, because there's always more that can be done, including the Iboga. We've talked about Iboga. You know, there are places you can go, Costa Rica, to really detox more rapidly and more safely using natural means and having good, clean food coming in all the while.
Wow. All I could say is, you know, obviously you pointed out a bunch of things. Eat good. Get that nutrition going there, and water, man. I mean, flush that system out. You got to, you got to just, you know, that's got to get the kidneys going and everything. Get it out of the system. You should be fine in another couple of weeks, I would say.
Yep. All right. So keep those questions of the day coming, and we'll keep covering them eventually. Just be patient with us. Sometimes we can get to them right away. Other times, the news cycle and the medical kidnap cycle, or the Super Bowl measles frightening cycle, whatever it is, can sometimes get in the way and delay us. But
and the fart jokes.
The fart jokes, of course. Those may be coming up, you son of a silly person, you. All right. Lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Stick with us.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Hey, y'all, are you looking for Chlorella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't leave her not the dollar. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Are you always 5 minutes late? Maybe you're only late when you don't want to be somewhere. Then you realize you're always 5 minutes late. For work, you set 3 alarms, drag your feet in the shower, drink your coffee slowly until you're rushing out the door. 5 minutes late. It's not that you hate your job. Hate is such a strong word. You're just not that excited about it. But most people don't love what they do, right? Listen, if you're local to the Twin Cities, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, you might want to join one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, GCN. Because right now, we are hiring, and we offer benefits. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, where you'll want to be 5 minutes early every day.
What good is a big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, 6 days a week right here on AbsoluteRadio.com and GCN and affiliates all around the country and the world, including UK Health Radio. Speaking of the UK, I might be heading there. I am. Thanks for the Alliance for Natural Health, Europe and UK. We've got a big training for the doctors over there, along with Jonathan Wright, MD, Humble RSB. And Lovable RSB will be doing that, and that'll be the end of March. But I don't know if I'm going to go to France this time. Now, remember, that historically, the Brits and the French kind of, you know, have a little spat going on, historical spat, you know. I don't like you, I don't like you. You Brits coming to south of France, turning all, you know, lobster-like. You know, there's all of that going on. But right now, the French got nothing to brag about because they have one-upped. Remember that story a few months back with the anti-terror plan to spy on toddlers in the UK?
Basically, they wanted to register these, they call them child minders. But basically, they're just daycare people to report toddlers at risk of becoming terrorists.
Right, right. Well, the French have one-upped the Brits on this one. Did you know that your child in France, this is now, I don't know if it's full-on policy, but they want you to watch out for these kids because your child could be a jihadist if they've stopped eating baguettes.
What?
Baguettes, yes. Yes, stop the baguettes.
Eating baguettes. If you're
baguettes.
Do babies eat baguettes anyway?
I didn't know that babies could eat baguettes. I mean, they're like, you got to have some major league teeth to get through the hard crust.
Those
to get
things,
to the soft,
you can knock somebody out with one of those things.
Yeah. So this advice is part of a new 320 million, pounds, campaign to combat extremism. You know, those little kids that don't eat baguettes, they're just ripe to just blow something up. I mean, I'm not so making this up.
I just, just like the UK story, what does a toddler terrorist look like or sound like?
Right. In fact, we did get audio. The reporter was kind enough to send us some audio so we can look out for this. If your toddler sounds anything like this and he doesn't eat baguettes, he's ripe to be an extremist, maybe even a terrorist or jihadist. Let's find out.
I'm French! Go and boil your buttons. I'll blow my nose at you.
Dad, pass gas in your general direction.
Wow.
Yeah, so look out, Frenchies. You've won up Britain on lunacy in regards to trying to identify terrorists in your midst. If you don't eat a baguette, it could be that you're on a paleo diet. And the last time I checked, people doing paleo eat a lot, well, not all of them, but some of them eat a lot of bacon. And they're not likely to be Islamic jihadists if they're eating bacon, unless they're doing it behind closed doors and they're pretending to be Islamic, because that typically doesn't, you know, go together. Just saying. A little practicality here.
I just don't even know what to say to this stuff. I mean, I honestly can't believe this is a real thing. I mean, really?
Yeah.
The kid stops eating baguettes, and that means they might become an Islamist.
Bring me a baguette. I will light it on fire.
Yeah, I said these little kids are lighting their baguettes on fire. You know they're jihadists in the making.
Wow.
Well, what do we got coming up? Let's see, Super Bowl Sunday, whether that matters or not. We did a little fun with Leanna Warner Gray.
Guess who we've got on tomorrow?
Who do we got on tomorrow?
We have got the paleocardiologist himself, Dr. Jack Wolfson, will be joining us.
Yeah, he's probably not going to be eating baguettes, but he doesn't make him a jihadist. I'm just saying. Yeah, that's going to be great. Dr. Wilson's getting a lot of heat for standing up as a medical doctor against these MMR shots and all the vaccines. So we got that coming up. Of course, Dr. Bitar, we'll see where we go with him. We might even hear from Liam Sheff. He said he might drop in on Dr. Bitar on advanced medicine. We'll see what's up there.
And not to slack off in our medical kidnap series, we will on Tuesday have attorney Beth Maloney, who was a big part of the Boston Globe story that came out for Justina Pelletier.
Okay. That's big. That's huge. Yeah. And she's also an attorney and an author. So a lot more information coming through. So, I wish we didn't have to cover these medical kidnap stories and we could pretend everything was airy-fairy and lovey-dovey. That doesn't mean we don't bring the vitamin L. You understand? Everything we do here, bringing the vitamin L to it, little vitamin G. And the other vitamin L is laughter. Laughter. Super Don,
bring me a baguette.
Yes.
I'm not a jihadist. So
I got to look into this.
I will eat a good organic baguette with lots of butter. I know, that's not very paleo of me. Not that I, they were good. I remember good memories in Paris, before they said, you silly American, go home. All right, that's it. We'll be back tomorrow. But in the meantime, tell your friends what I'm telling you. The power to heal is yours. Yes, it is.
Robert Scott Belzo.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yep. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.